back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we're going to Jefferson County, Wisconsin. Jefferson County, Wisconsin had a public health officer, a Jefferson County health officer named Gail Scott. Gail Scott is a very good person, put in 40 years of service as the Jefferson County health officer. And she is retiring. Why am I commenting on this show? Because one of the reasons she is retiring, and she is emblematic of what's happening to health people around the state, she and her staff have gotten unremitting threats over any work they did to address the pandemic. She says that she was surprised by the demoralizing and threatening reactions of the public in Jefferson County. People would call her up, threaten to have her fired. The most disturbing, and she used a polite term, she said, "We were threatened with gun violence." Well, there's only two ways for you to be the subject of gun violence. One is that you are shot, and the other is that you are pistol whipped. I think she meant shot. Her life has been threatened. So has her staff. Other people call her up, and again, these are not the sharpest knives in the drawer. They go, "We're going to take you to court for crimes against humanity." Really? Okay. Could you be more specific? Suggesting people get vaccinated is a crime against humanity only in the eyes of Ron Johnson, DeSantis of Florida, the right-wing nuts in that party who are spreading COVID. Advocating vaccines and helping people get vaccines is something that helps humanity. It helps humanity. So Gail Scott, threatened with gun violence, getting fired, taken to court for crimes against humanity, she goes, "I don't need this. I've been doing this 40 years. I don't need this. I don't need this." Well, who are they going to get to take that position? This has happened to county health officers around the state. You know, when people do a good job, I don't care if it's public sector, private sector, it can be a teacher, it can be a nurse, it can be a machinist, it can be anybody. There's a human component to this. You should be praised. You should be praised for good service, praised for effective service. If you are constantly insulted, to say nothing of death threats, but if you're constantly insulted, you get demoralized after a while. And yeah, it's a job, it's a good job, and you're doing the right thing, but how much of that can you take? The rabble that do this, if they threaten physical violence, should be in prison. Many times I've said this. I don't know how many more times I have to say this. That is a crime. You threatened gun violence, pistol whipping, or shooting a woman who has been the health officer, or anybody. You go to prison. You go to the slammer. You don't see your family for a couple of years. You lose your job. You're low life, and you deserve to be in prison. Now, let's say you're simply a low life who doesn't make a physical threat, and you call up and you say, you should be fired or taken to court for crimes against humanity. There should be somebody designated in his office, preferably a guy with a very deep voice, who gets on and says, "Listen, lowlife, you're a worthless individual. We do not want you calling anymore. You are the dregs of society. And you can call with legitimate complaints, but keep your mouth shut." That has to be said. That has to be said. Why am I the only guy saying this? Does anybody else think this? They frequently go after women, but not always. They frequently go after very good public servants. Part of this has been part of the Republican platform, attacking government and attacking government employees as if somehow they're bad, they're loafers, they get paid with tax dollars. The Republican Party is economically illiterate. It cannot be trusted with money. These are the people that we're going to give Foxconn $4 billion and already spent $1 billion on site preparation, negotiated by Walker and his pom-pom girl, Rebecca Clayfish. They're the ones that turned down $1 billion in Medicaid and then spent a lot of it anyway at a tax dollar. So they gave up the return of your federal tax dollars, which then went to California and Minnesota. They did to pay it again a second time out of your tax dollar. They gave up $1 billion in train money. Everybody else around the country is getting Navy bases and space stations, Army bases, you know, the IRS headquartered in Ohio. We get what, $1 billion for train money? It's turned down by an economic illiterate, Walker. Turned down. Turned down. They cannot be trusted with money. But they attack public employees. How do you think our infrastructure is maintained, is sustained? Everybody goes, you know, private enterprise, sure. You can have the greatest company, but you're not going to build the highway that goes by your company where you can ship your goods. You're not going to build the port nearby that you ship in and out of, and you're not building the airport. You're taking advantage of public accommodations, which you should. And public employees, people paid by the public, are going to be building these things. And when you continually insult them, how can you have an economically illiterate party, which is now descending into a fascist cult to attack our elections and to overturn our elections, and think you're going to govern? At some point, wake up. How many times do I have to say this? Everybody thinks, oh, I'm woke. You have no idea what woke is. You're not woke if you don't know history. You don't know woke if you don't know economics, and you're not woke until you do. And when you're woke, it means you're woke to history. That's what it means, not to ideology. And the truth of the matter is that Gail Scott of Jefferson County is not alone. She is one of many health officials who have been threatened around the country. There are many elections officials who are threatened around the country. And they are getting slaps on the wrist or not even investigated. Some of these January 6th insurrectionists are getting probation. They're getting community service. They're getting 10 days. What? People were beaten up. People died. Cops were being beaten up. There is a notion under the RICO statutes, the racketeering and corrupt organizations. If you're part of a group like that with a common purpose, you're responsible for everything that happened. And even though it may be a stretch to say, okay, we're going to prosecute you for the death of people, they should get at least a year or two in jail. That's going to cost them their job. That's going to hit their family. Yes, right, exactly. Don't do it again. And whoever threatened Gail Scott with gun violence should be in prison. And whoever threatens other health commissioners around the state and poll workers should be arrested. They should be arrested. Colonial Times, they put them in the stocks. Believe it or not, they stick their arms and their legs through the stocks, people, and throw tomatoes at them, and people throw pies at them, and they're publicly humiliated. I don't advocate that. That was in the 18th century. But the fact of the matter is, there's a stigma attached to criminal prosecution, regardless of how much time you get, and you should get some time for this. They are slowly dismantling our election apparatus and our healthcare apparatus. And this is serving to spread a virus that is fatal to some people. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.